police moved them up onto Broadway, essentially had it cordoned off, and once they crossed over out of the no-protest zone, why did police continue a presence?
Yeah, and I wasn't there last night, so and I, like I said, I haven't been fully briefed yet as to exactly what happened and what extent you know, the action that police took, but my guess would be that, you know, the violence and the destruction of property continued, and that the...
Well, I just have to say, because you said you weren't briefed. Well, from what I heard, the Seattle Police Department said that they said there was some destruction of property, but from what our reporters said on the scene, they didn't see any destruction of property. So I'll throw that in there.
Right. Well, you know, like I say, I don't know. I wasn't there last night, and I haven't been fully briefed on what actually happened late last night, other than it got violent.
All right, you're going to take a few calls with the Sheriff Dave Reichert, and I don't know how long we can keep you with us. Do you know how long?
Sheriff on live phones.
I don't know how much time we've used now, but we've used 10. So
okay.
we'll
let me.
Large groups of people, and they were all saying peaceful protest. They were